Bezrat Hashem is going to begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Damas Hilchas Kedush HaChodesh, in the laws of the sanctification of the new month, in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the setting of the Jewish calendar. In this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding the establishing of the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the cycles, as the Rambam explained, of the Moilad of Tishrei. That year is the Moilad of the year, which in Halacha after Rambam begins regarding first the idea of what's called Lo Yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is not on Adu, Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. In Kovan Oil Mesh Chedesh Tishrei, we do not establish ever the beginning of the month of Tishrei. Lefi Cheshbon Zeh, according to this calculation, which we said, that generally every month is one after the other, you add on Ibtash Sag on the Moilad of El beforehand. So you'll add on one day, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. So it'll come out, that's when the Moilad is. We will not make Rosh Chodesh that day when it's supposed to be, so to speak, when the Moilad is. Loi Bech B'Shabbos, not if it falls out on a Sunday. Loi Bech B'Shabbos, not on the Wednesday. Loi Bech B'Shabbos, not if it falls out on a Friday. The similar, the mnemonic for this is Idoy, Adoy. We don't make Adoy, Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday into Rosh Hashanah. Ella, if the Moilad, the birth of Tishrei, which is how we go with exact calculations, in contrast when they used to do based on visual, we know exactly down to the moment when the Moilad is going to be, and that's when we make the Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to go if the Moilad of Tishrei falls out on one of these 3 days. Rather, we're going to make the beginning of the month the following day. It comes out that the birth of the new moon should be on Sunday. We're going to make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, on Monday. If the Moilad comes out on Wednesday, we're making it on Thursday. If the Moilad should have been on Friday, we're going to make Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, on the seventh day. Halacha Beis. Now, regarding another reason why we'd push over the Moilad, if the Moilad is after noontime. If the Moilad, which is the exact birth time when the sun exactly lines up with the moon, starting over again, if it's at noon, or later than noon, which is called Moilad Zaken, an old Moilad, we're going to make the beginning of the month the following day. Let's say the Moilad was on Monday, 6 hours into the day, which is noon, or yes, more than 6 hours, then we're not going to make Rosh Chodesh on that day. We're going to make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on Tuesday. Now, if the Moilad was before noon, okay, then even if it's before just by one unit, there's 1,080 units an hour, even by one unit, then okay, then we're going to make Rosh Chodesh on the day of the Moilad itself. And because the reason is that if the Moilad is after Chatzayis, it takes 6 hours, so to speak, to see it. You're only going to see it the following day. And for that reason, they can make Rosh Chodesh on the following day. But if it's even just one unit before, you can see it one unit before it gets dark, it'll be then, therefore, appropriate to make it on that day. But again, you'll do it on that day, only if it's not a Sunday or Wednesday or Friday. But if, let's say, the Moilad is by noon or afternoon, which we said, so it gets pushed up to the following day. But if the following day is one of the Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, it gets pushed up for the day after that. And actually, the Rosh Chodesh is going to be day number 3 for when the actual Moilad day was. Ram illustrates. Let's say the real birth of the moon was on Shabbos at noon. Simon, the mnemonic for this is, to get the case, is Ziyach, which is 7 and 18, meaning on the 7th day on Shabbos, and 18 hours, because you start counting the hours from the evening, and midday is already 18 hours from the beginning of the evening. When we make Rosh Chodesh, B'shana Shemalod Kazeh, in the year that has such a Moilad, B'shein B'Shabbos, not on Shabbos, not on Sunday, rather on Monday. Because, like we said, if it's afternoon, you can't do the Moilad that day, and the next day is Sunday, Lo Yadu Rosh, so you have to do a Monday. So too, let's say the Moilad was on Tuesday, Bechatzayis at noon time, or Achatzayis or afternoon. You can make Rosh Chodesh on Thursday. Can't do it on that Tuesday because it's afternoon. Can't do it on Wednesday because Adu. Can't do it in the Dalet on Wednesday. And therefore, it's going to be on Thursday, the third day after the actual Moilad. Look at that. Another thing why we push up, what's called Gatrad. Moilad Tishrei. If the Moilad of Tishrei, Sheyotze Bechatzman Zeh, that comes out according to the calculations that we described, Belil Shlishi, if it's on the night of the third day, B'teisha Shoyz Balayla, 9 hours into the night, U'mesayim V'abach Halokim Mishah Asiris, and it's 204 units of the 10th hour, Simon, which the mnemonic for that is Gate Raid, Gimel is day number 3, Test is 9 hours into the night, and rate is 204 chalakim, or yes, or later than that, it might say shana b'shuta if it was a regular year, meaning not a leap year, not an extra adesheni. Deichin es reisha chaydish, we're going to push away the reisha chaydish. Vein koyvin es b'shlisha b'shana, we're not going to make it on Tuesday of that year. Ela b'chamish b'shabbos, it can't be Wednesday, like we said. So rather, it's going to be on the Thursday. What's the reason for this? Is the remnants of a regular year is dach tat av, which we spoke about in the previous parak, which is 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim. If you're going to make Rosh Hashanah on the day of the Moila, in other words, on Tuesday, then the Rosh Hashanah that's coming will come out on Shabbos by noontime because of the Moila that's Zaken, which is afternoon, and Adu, you're going to have to push it off till Monday. Now, the difference between one Rosh Hashanah and another one will be 5 days. On a regular year, that's not possible. Because, meaning, if this is a regular year, it's not going to be possible because between one Rosh Hashanah and the second Rosh Hashanah, you can't have less than 2 days. You can't have more than 4 days, as we'll see in the next parak from the Rambam. If that's the case, if the Moilad of Tishrei is Gat Rad that we're discussing over here, we're going to push off the establishing of Rosh Chodesh to Thursday. We would do it to Wednesday, but we can't do Adu Rosh. So then the difference between the two Rosh Hashanahs will be only 3 days, and that's possible, because if we keep it the way it is, it's going to be 5 days, and we can't have 5 days between Rosh Hashanah, because we said it has to be Shabbos, but it can't be Shabbos, it's going to be by afternoon, so it can't be Sunday, it's going to be Monday, it's going to be 5 Rosh Hashanahs. Rather, we're going to make this year's into Thursday, so it's only going to be a gap of 3 days. Halachai, similarly, another dechia, another pushing away, what's called bat va batav takpat. So to another calculation, Yotze Mil Tishrei. The Mil Tishrei comes up B'yim Sheni on the second day of the week. B'shol Shes B'yim, 3 hours into the day. B'takpat Chalok Mishor Aviz, and 589 units from the fourth hour, which Samana, the mnemonic is B'tu Takpat. The Beis is the second day. Tezvav is 15 hours. Takpat is 589 Chalokim. Oh yes, I can. Or more than that. Imhoisa Isa Hashana, Moitzo HaMoberes, if that year was after a leap year, Shaisa Shana Smuchalosh Abra, meaning Muberes, if the year that was right before it, that just passed, was a leap year. In Koivim Rosh Chodesh B'Sheni B'Shana Zu, we're not going to make Rosh Chodesh on the second day of this year, which it should be because that's when the Moilad is. Ela B'Shlishi, rather, we're going to make it on day number 3. The reason for that is, also for calculation, the remnants of a leap year is 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 Chalakim, like we said in the previous parak. If the Moilad of the Tishrei that's near Shana Muberes that was before it, is going to be 2 days, 15 hours, and 580 chalakim, then the moilad of the Tishrei of the Shana Muberes, meaning if that's what it came out, because that's what we're describing, if it came out on the regular year after the leap year, if that's when it came out, that means to say that the moilad of Tishrei of that year that was Muberes must have been, if you make calculations, was on a day number 3 at noon. Now, because of the old moilad and Adu Rosh, that means you have to push it off till Thursday. If you're going to make Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of this year, that's after the Shana Muberes on the day of its Moilid, which is going to be Beis Tezvav Tov Kov Pei Taz, then between the two Rosh Hashanahs are going to be only 3 days. That's not possible. Why not? I thought it has to be between 2 and 4, like we said in the previous one. No, because between the Rosh Hashanah of a leap year and the Rosh Hashanah after that, they cannot be less than 4 days and not more than 6 days, as we'll also see in the next parak. So therefore we push off Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which the Moil was really on day 2, on hour 15 and 589 Chalakim. We're going to push it off to day number 3, so that between the two Rosh Hashanahs, there should be at least a difference of 4 days. Again, another calculative reason why we're pushing it off. Halachavav, ha'yimoylet Hashanah b'shudash amanu, if the Moil of the regular year that we talked about, which Shidach Halachamishi, which we said should be pushed off from Tuesday to Thursday, if it was Pachas Chelik Echab, but it was 1 unit less. For example, Shiatza Simona get reg. If let's say it's mnemonic was day number 3, hour number 9, but 203 chalakim, a little bit earlier, Ipachas Mizeh, or less than that, meaning earlier, then we will make the moilad on Tuesday and not push it off to Thursday. So too for the other case. If the moilad of the year after the leap year was B'yom Shein, day number 2, Pachas Chelik, a unit less, let's say its mnemonic was Betu Takpach, not Takpat. It was on the second day, 15 hours, 588, not 589 chalakim. My problem is all earlier than that. We're make it then actually on day number 2. Because the Moilad of the Tishrei of the coming year is not going to be a Moilad Zaken. Because Shabbos is going to be the moil before Chatzais. And therefore, if the moil of the regular year is got reg, not with a dal, but a gimel, or less than that earlier, then we're going to make Rosh Hashanah the day of the moil on Tuesday. Because between the two Rosh Hashanah, there are going to be 3 days, and on the regular year, that's possible. Now, if the moil of the year after the leap year was on a Monday, a chelik less, then the moil of the Mishon Mubresta before it was not a moil at Zakim. And it was on day number 3 before Chatzais. And the day of the Moilid was Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, you can go ahead and make the Rosh Hashanah of the simply after the Mubaris on a Monday, because between the two Rosh Hashanahs, you're going to have a difference of 5 days. So the Rambam summarizes. He says, Nimtza comes out. Derech kviyas Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the way you establish Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of the year, l'fi cheshbon zeh, according to this calculation, kachu is like this. Tachshir b'tei da ha-moilid, you calculate and you know the moilid be'eze yoyim year, which day it's going to be, u'bekama shoyis min ha-yoyim min ha-layla, and how many hours from the day or from the night time, u'bekama chalokim min ha-shoyim, and how many units from the hour. V'yoyim ha-moilid, hu yoyim ha-kvi loyim, and the day of the moilid is always the day that you establish Rosh Hashanah. Elam kein hoya, unless if it's going to be be'ech b'shabbos, or be'vi, or be'er b'shabbos, on the Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday, o'yim hoya moilid b'chatzai, so yim ha-archa chatzai, or the moilid is going to be afternoon, meaning at noon or afternoon. Oy, we spoke about two other reasons, two cases also. If it was 204 units from the 10th hour, Mileil Shlishi, from the night of day number 3 or more than that. And Vahis Hashanah B'Shutah was a regular year, as we described why that's a problem. Oy, case number 4 was Shaya Moilid Betak Pat Chalokim, or the Moil was 589 units, B'Shur Avis Miyam Sheni, from the 4th hour in day number 2 on a Monday. Vahis Hashanah B'Shutah Sha'acha Mabaris, and that regular year was after a leap year, because Shem Yer Be'ach Mabarad Vam Eilu, because if it happens any one of these four cases we just described, in Kud Miyam Moilid, then we're not going to make it on the day of the Moilid, it'll be Yim Shalachab only the day after it. Oy, possibly Shalacha Achab, the day after that, like we said, because of the day after is Adu, is a Monday. Is a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Friday? Kedesh Ran, like we explained. Shalocha Zayin, what's the reason why we have these things that we push off? Why is it that we don't establish, according to these calculations, that's supposed to be the Moilid if it comes out on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday? Because according to this calculation, that's really the gathering of the sun and the moon according to its median rate of how it travels. It's not the true exact place, like we explained. Therefore, they made days that we do establish and days that we push it off, so that it could actually get to the exact time, because if we're going to do this median, it's not precise. So we're not going to be getting the exact. But if we push off and we keep, we're going to get to exact the point. But Shlishi, if it falls in on a Tuesday, Kaivin, we establish. Revi on the Wednesday, Dech, we push it off. Bechimich on Thursday, Kaivin, we establish. But Shlishi comes on Friday, Dech, we push it off. But Shabbos comes on Shabbos, Kaivin, we establish. Ech, Shabbos on Sunday, Dech, we push it off. But Shein, the Monday, come, we establish it. And the primary other four reasons that we push off, in other words, because of the Meilat Zakim when it's afternoon, or Get Raid, or the other case of Batu Takpat, which is from the remaining of the four cases that we said that we push off for, not besides the number one that we spoke about, Du Roish, who's there, this is the primary principle that we spoke about, because this calculation, Bahalach Emtsoi, is a median, which the primary reason of all these are astronomical reasons, so that the Meilat, that's Emtsoi, which is a median, should really get to the exact moment when the gathers. But all of them, and the proof of this is, the moil is supposed to be on, let's say, the night of the third day. And it gets pushed off for the reason that we just spoke about till Thursday, which he's speaking about the example of the moil Tishrei, which is Gatred, and because of Adu, you can't do it the next day, you have to push up to Thursday. Palm Rabbis, many times, you're thinking, well, the moil is really supposed to be, how can we push it off? It's not true. Many times, you're not going to see the moon, not even on the night of the third day, not the night of Friday. The inference is, because it's not true. The sun and the moon did not really line up only on Thursday, and that's what we're pushing it off. So even though it seems like based on our Cheshbon, it should really be on Tuesday, our Cheshbon is based on what Chazal say, which they mask over in other different ways of calculation. It's really supposed to be later, because it's only the Emtsoi that we say, but not the Amiti, but we can get the Amiti with the Cheshbon of the way Chazal say what we should push off for the reasons that they describe.